Blog Talk Radio.
Are you due for a relationship makeover? If you had the power to wave magic wand, would you use it to improve your relationship? Well, there may be some hope. You're about to embark upon a journey. A journey that may prove to be vital in improving your relationship, whether it be with your spouse, significant other, children, coworker, family, friends, or even yourself. A journey that if you simply open your mind to desiring a positive change in your relationship by listening to this show, it just might happen. You're about to take a journey into the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Warning, the show can be contagious.
Hello, that's right, okay. Hello, and welcome to this edition of the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. I'm your host. I'm Dr. Jesse Walker. I'm going to be with you for the next 60 minutes. We're so glad that you stopped by to take time out and join us tonight. We've got a very good show planned for you, and we're happy that you're here. You still have time to call a friend, a family member, a neighbor, and let them know that we're on the air tonight. We've got a special treat for you all tonight. We'll be coming forth with a holiday poem, a Christmas poem by poet Rosette. So we do have that special treat for you tonight. Please let your friends and family know. We're going to also have the disclaimer by Miss J momentarily. But let your family and friends know that we've got a great show planned for you tonight. You still got time to reach out to someone. All right, let's go ahead without further ado. Let's go ahead and bring in my various co-hosts. Let's go ahead and start with Miss J. Miss J, welcome to tonight's broadcast. It's always an honor. Miss J? Okay, Miss J is not there right now. We're going to go ahead and we're waiting for Miss J to press 1. We're going to welcome her in. In the meantime, let's go ahead and bring in Port Rosette. Port Rosette, welcome to tonight's broadcast. Always a pleasure and honor to have you on board with us.
Good evening, Dr. Walker. It's a pleasure to be here.
Excellent. We're so happy and looking forward to your poem tonight. Let's go ahead and welcome, without further ado, Miss J. Miss J is now in the studio. Miss J, welcome to tonight's broadcast. It's always a pleasure and honor.
Hello, everyone. Glad to be here again tonight. So I'm ready for the show again. We got the same topic again tonight. So, wow. Okay, let's hit it.
All right, certainly. We're certainly glad that you're here. Let's go ahead all the way and bring in Darren Deedy. Darren Deedy, all the way from Florida. Thanks for joining us. It's always a pleasure and honor.
Oh, good evening, everybody, and thank you for having me. I'm looking forward to it's a repeat pretty much from last week, to my understanding. So.
Yes, yes. Also, and Pastor Rowe, the world-famous Pastor Rowe. Pastor Rowe, it's a pleasure to have you with us this evening, sir. Welcome.
Dr. Walker, and to all our friends and families all around the world with Blog Talk Radio, it's just great to be on the call. And I always have anticipation on what we're going to talk about because we come, you know, with great conversations and great talks that can really help people all around the world. So thanks again for being on your show, Dr. Walker.
Well, thank you for being here. We certainly do welcome you, as always. Tonight's topic, if you're just joining us, is there anything wrong with spoiling yourself or being spoiled by others? And this show happens to be part two. This is a show that you don't want to miss out on. This is part two. Let me begin with you, Miss J, and ask that question. Miss J, I mean, maybe some of us spoil ourselves more than others do. But is there anything wrong with that? I mean, it's my life. It's my life. Don't I have free choice, free will that God gave me? So if I want to spoil myself, Ms. J, what business of it is yours or anyone else's?
Really, it's no one's business. You know, if you spoil yourself, you're not taking nothing from no one else. You're doing what you love and enjoy. And if you were blessed with the ability to do it, why not? You know, I was just thinking, I've never heard anyone say, don't spoil me, I turn out bad. I ain't never heard nobody say, don't spoil me, have you?
No.
Okay, so everybody want to spoil. Be spoiled or spoil yourself.
Okay, So, Ms. J, while we got you here on that same line, you always start us off with a bang. Ms. J, is there anything wrong with somebody else spoiling me in addition to me spoiling myself?
No. Just as long as they're doing it for the right reason, not trying to spoil me or do things just to get something from me, you know, for whatever selfish reason, you know, trying to get me to love you or just to manipulate me. But if they keep it in the right perspective and doing it because they know it's something that I like or love, nothing wrong with it.
All right, Ms. A, we're going to ask you to come back in just a second. I want to go to one of our co-hosts quickly here, and then we're going to come back and have you read the disclaimers for us. But first, let's go and welcome Go Girl. Welcome to tonight's broadcast. It's always a pleasure and honor to have you. Are you back from Dubai?
Yes, I am. Good evening. I have been missing, but I have been there in spirit and, I should say, in truth. I'm happy to be back, and I'm glad for us to discuss the topic that they're here, because it comes up a lot in terms of relationship and with our children as well. So it's a good
topic. Excellent. And thank you for the call from Dubai. We certainly and thank you so very much. I want to say that publicly, because I think Dubai was, what, 9 hours ahead of us?
Yes.
Right. So you had to get up in the wee hours to 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 1, 2,
yeah, it was
3.
Like 4 o'clock.
At 4 o'clock. Thank you so very much for that. That was very nice of you to do that. So we're glad that you're back. Let's go now to Ms. J for the disclaimer. We got a lot to cover tonight. We're going to go kind of fast, so here we go.
Okay. Dr. Jesse Walker, Inc. and the Dr. Jesse Walker Show wish to make this disclaimer. The opinions that are expressed on tonight's show or any of Dr. Jesse Walker, Inc. shows or affiliate shows are merely the opinions of the host, Dr. Jesse Walker, his various co-hosts, his featured guests, listeners, and callers. We do not endorse any specific or otherwise opinion and indicate that your participation or listenership is not an endorsement for legal, psychological, financial, mental, professional, or otherwise advice and should not be taken as such. The opinions expressed are for educational and informational purposes only and should be perceived as such. Thank you, and please enjoy the programming tonight.
All right, excellent. We're going to have a poem, a special treat for you all tonight, a poem by Poet Rosette. Poet Rosette?
Yes. The greatest or best gift of all can't be found online or at the mall. It is found in Jesus. Oh, how I love his name. The gift of salvation and eternal life is worth more than fame. Education and culture have their part, but only God can change our heart. You have to be born again to have victory over sin. Born of the Spirit, not man's will. Only Christ could pay this bill. Everything created in the universe was made to give. Serving humanity with our God-given talents is how we should live. Jesus, more of thee, less of selfish me. This is what I want to be. I want to be your child and do something worthwhile. Jesus, more of thee, less of selfish me. Help me to be the best gift I can be.
Awesome, awesome. What a beautiful poem, man. She put that together in just a short span of time for tonight's broadcast. So that's a dedication to all of us. Let's go ahead right now and welcome one of our sponsors, Ms. Marjorie Cross. Ms. Marjorie Cross, welcome to tonight's broadcast. It's a pleasure and honor to have you on board with us.
Thank you. Good evening, Dr. Walker, back to Rowe, and also to all your co-hosts and everyone on the show. I'm looking forward to the show tonight. Thank you.
Excellent. Ms. Cross, while I've got you here, is there anything wrong with spoiling yourself?
No, there's nothing wrong with spoiling yourself, you know, because sometimes, you know, people may want to spoil you, but you look out for yourself first. There's nothing wrong with that.
Okay, excellent, excellent. Pastor Ro, let me go from maybe a spiritual point and ask you the question. Can you overdo it? Just like we can overdo anything, can you overspoil yourself or someone overspoil you? Is there such a thing?
Well, the thing I want to say, and I tell you, Port Rose, if I'm saying it correctly, I mean, she really laid it on, you know, in everything that she said, in that poem that she said. And it really explains it all if we was not so much hearing, but listening, you know. And she said in that poem, made to give. You know, and that's what Spoiling Yourself is all about, made to give, and it's more of Jesus and less of self. Didn't she say that?
Right.
So how do you spoil yourself? How do you spoil yourself? I'm going to lay it on thick, just like Sister Pat Rose said in her poem. Spoiling yourself is helping others, you know. More of Jesus and less of self. And Jesus was all about others, you know, and showing love to others, helping others. So today when you wake up in the morning, say, I'm going to spoil myself. I'm going to spoil myself helping others and showing love and concern to others. That's the best way to spoil yourself. Not me, 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 but others, 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 others. That's my thoughts on that. And thank you so much, Port Rosette, for that beautiful poem.
All right.
You,
thank you, Pastor Rowe.
Yes. Yes, very much. Well, appreciate it. We're going to go ahead and read the story tonight, and then I'm going to come to Go Girl first. Go Girl, after we read the story, I'm going to come to you first online. Tonight's characters, Ursula and Victor, and again, this is it. Is there anything wrong with spoiling yourself or being spoiled by others, part two. Ursula and Victor, it's only been 6 months since Ursula and Victor started dating. They're both in their early 20s with no children. Since their early dating stages, Victor has noticed things about Ursula that makes him question whether he wants to continue in the relationship. Now, there is no question of his love for her, but he feels she has obviously had a life of being spoiled by her single mom, and now it appears that she expects him to spoil her in the relationship. Ursula also takes a great deal of pride in making sure that she spoils Victor by doing the special things that he likes. Okay, so let's take a look at this here. Victor, on the other hand, is not accustomed to having anyone spoil him, as he also grew up in a single-family home with his mom and several siblings. He was not accustomed to getting hugs, kisses, and hearing the words, I love you, almost on a daily basis, whereas this was the custom for Ursula. Now, Ursula grew up like a little princess in her home, and now she feels that she is a queen and will not settle for less than being treated as such. Now, here are some of the things that Victor struggles with and is not sure if he wants to start doing, because he thinks she may ultimately take him for granted or undermine him as a man. Number one, she refuses to be talked to any kind of way. Number two, she refuses to be called names that have a negative connotation. Number three, she expects doors to be opened for her, including the car door if she's out with him. She expects to have his undivided attention if they are having a conversation or a communication or simply talking with each other. She also expects him to put away his cell phone and spend quality time with him and with her. Okay, should they get married, she's thinking also that he's going to take care of the outside of the house and the cars, including getting the car washed, gassing it up, and everything. In the meantime, she assures him that she will take care of the inside of the house. This is the agreement that she looks for. You know, she will treat him like a king by serving his, you know, pulling up, taking up his food. She'll cook, she'll clean, she'll take up his food. She will also lay out his clothes. She will even butter his bread if that's required. But she will sit there with him and give him her undivided attention. Now, the question is, you know, is she doing too much, as the young generation would say? Is she doing too much? Go, girl, I want to bring you in here first. Is she doing too much or... I mean, is there anything wrong with that?
If they agree to it, it's nothing wrong with it. I would never say to anyone, you're doing too much. It depends on your mate and what you all are happy with. However, sometimes our expectations go into a direction that over time, you know, person does what they do sometimes to be with you, and at a certain point, it's not that they would not do it. They just find that, you know, okay, this is not so necessary, or the person gets upset because it does not happen or it did not happen as it had been happening. If Victor becomes ill or something happens where he can't do this, is she going to be able to manage because he's no longer capable or disabled? So it's not just a matter of it's too much. It's a matter of also being realistic about what you're asking a person to do. And there is no 50-50 or, you know, him taking care of the outside and her doing the inside. There is none to that, because I shouldn't say none. There are no ratios when it comes to that. So I think you have to be careful about what you're saying, because one may take on a different role in terms of time or what you can do. It's just a lot to it. So I think you really have to be satisfied with each other and know how Michelle Obama said, you got to like that person. You got to know your person, because there are going to be things that you're going to disagree with. And at the end of the day, you still know that that person loves and respects you, whether they can open the door, whether they can get the cars washed, or, you know, the cell phone. That's something y'all can agree with. You have to be really, you know, serious about what you're asking the person to do and be able to keep up with that in terms of being happy or unhappy.
All right, we're going to ask you to certainly stand by. Misty, I want to bring you in here. You know, I don't see, I mean, this is just me, and I want to go back to the story just a second, because she grew up as a little princess, and now she expects to be treated like a queen because she's older now. And so she refuses to be talked to any kind of way. Misty, I mean, you as a lady, do you want anybody, and of course, we're not picking on any gender, because this could go either way. But Miss J, would you want a man talking to you any kind of way, in a demeaning way or a negative way, or calling you names?
Number one, if a man do that, that's a red flag. You need to let him go. It ain't no discussion or nothing. So those two issues, calling me names and calling me out my name, goodbye. That ends that right there, you know.
Okay.
So it's nothing
All right.
to say.
All right.
You know, I'm not talking over that, because my name is Jeanette. You call me that, call me sweetie, baby, but don't call me on the negative things. And those other things, though, that you named, open to, you know, like Go Girl was saying, you do have to compromise on a lot of it, but a couple of them, like showing attention and putting down their phone for quality time, not to be expected, but it should be done. That's a part of loving each other and being together as a couple. So, you know, that's not spoiling her. That should just automatically start happening. If you can't give that person that while you're trying to date them, what's the purpose? So,
you know,
so what's his name? Victor, you know, he's looking at, Victor don't really want to date. I don't know what he's looking for if he don't want to, you know, talk down and don't give her the time she needs to get to know her, to see whether they're even compatible to even take it further.
Okay, we're going to ask you to stand by. I mean, you know, and you addressed those first two. I mean, talk any kind of way, no. Nobody wants to be talked to any kind of way. And then if you call them person names that have a negative connotation, that's not going to fly either. I want to bring Port Rosette in here. Port Rosette, I want to bring you in here and ask you two of those other things up here that she says. And, I mean, I don't think there's anything wrong with the first two. Now let's go to the third one. She expects doors to be open for her, including the car door, if she's out with him. Chivalry. I mean, Port Rosette, I mean, is there anything wrong with a guy being a gentleman? I mean, and opening the door rather than saying, you got two hands, open the door for yourself.
No, chivalry is not dead. He can, it's perfectly fine to, you know, expect that and be able to experience that.
All right. Okay. Darren Dede, I want to bring you in here and ask the question. She expects to have his undivided attention if they're having a communication or simply talking with each other. his undivided attention. She wants him to look at her if she's talking to him. Is there, Darren Deedy, is there anything wrong with that, or is it rude not to look at her? I just want to know.
I think it would be rude not to look at her, and as you were describing her, you make me feel like I think I'm a princess because those are all the things I expect.
Okay.
And I'm not brought
right.
up as being spoiled. I just require one-on-one, and I love the car door being open.
Okay. All right. We're going to certainly ask you to stand by. Let's go ahead and take a moment and welcome two more of our co-hosts that's just joining us. Let's go ahead all the way from Texas and welcome Ms. Neela Lewis. Ms. Lewis, thank you for joining us. It's always an honor and pleasure to have you on board with us. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Good to have you. Let's go here and bring in Benny from the Block. Benny from the Block, welcome to tonight's broadcast. It's a pleasure to have you, sir.
Good evening. I'm glad to be back on the show. So let's go.
All right. Excellent. Benny from the Block, let me just ask you now. I mean, Benny from the Block, tonight, is there anything wrong with spoiling yourself or being spoiled by others? Is it really spoiling a woman because we open the car door for them? They got two hands. Why they can't open it for themselves? You know, come on. We got to open our own car door. Who's going to open it for us?
Well, I got to say it from two perspectives. There's a old school and a new school. And so
okay.
I'm going to address both issues in 2 seconds. The old school is used to that because they saw their mother, father. They saw people in that generation and that generation. They saw that happening. On TVs, the movies, it was just a part of our culture, our growing up, and our understanding this is what a man's supposed to do. Fast forward, new school, they don't have that same type of chivalry, they don't have that same type of interaction, they don't have families anymore, they have single parents now, and so a lot of that got sucked to the wayside. So it is a categorically natural thought for them not to think that much about anybody. That's just the natural way of looking at it. They call everybody bro, whether you male, female, whatever. Everybody's a bro. We didn't do that. We identified a woman as a woman, and we identified a man as a man. So we have to respect the old, and we have to respect the new. I try not to get into what people don't and do. Like, if I'm dating someone or seeing someone, and you don't want me to open the door, no problem. I'm right there with you, baby. Let's roll. Because the ultimate experience is to have a great relationship, and we don't want to be tracked on these little things that maybe that person just doesn't know or don't want to know. If she comes to the understanding of that's what she wants, guess what? That's what she's going to get. But in the meantime, let's just roll.
All right, we're going to certainly ask you to stand by. Pastor Rowe, I have two daughters, and I would be appalled if my daughters are walking and some guy even whistles at her or says, hey, yo. I would just be appalled, you know, unless they were yelling in the sense that it's an emergency, watch out. But if they're yelling to try to get her attention, and if my daughters acknowledge that person, I would just be, like, and they call it old school, whatever. But I'm just saying, first of all, I mean, should we lower our standards and expect that the younger generation standards, which we might not understand, be acceptable? Pastor Rowe, your thoughts.
Well, you know, we have to kind of, I guess, use wisdom. We make adjustments. You know, we're the older generations, and as a way to communicate, and we have to make, you know, some adjustments, you know. But that's difficult to say. You got to know when to make the adjustments. But by opening the doors and you know, in the car, you know, I would say to my lady, if she opened the door, I say, wait a minute, you know, in humor, close that door, you know, give me the privilege of opening the door for her, you know, just kind of being humorous, but teaching her, you know, just sit there till I open the door, you know, things like that. But you got to know how to say it in good humor and things like that. But we do have to make adjustments to our upcoming generation, these younger generation. If we don't, we lose them. But we got to maintain the things that we should maintain to make a way to communicate with them, for lack of a better way of saying it.
All right, we're going to ask you to stand by. We've got a lot to cover tonight, you all, and if you all don't mind, if we can confine our comments to 15 to 20 seconds or less so we can get back to you. But if we go long, we may not be able to get back to you. Please, you all. Michelle, I want to bring you in here. This is very important, Michelle. So, Michelle, if we have younger sons in their 20s and 30s or even in their teens, should we not be training them to be gentlemen and our daughters to be princesses? Michelle, tell me about it, because I'm like, you know, so what makes a woman special or a man special for that matter?
You know, you can say what you want, but, you know, I think everybody should teach their children to be royalty, you know. That if you are a prince, you are a princess, you know, treat the female a certain way and vice versa. As you grow up, you should do this. And, of course, they should see their father, uncle, whoever do the same thing, you know, because you want to treat them how to treat other people in the correct way, because it will take them far, you know. It will take them far. So the ones that do not even try to teach them, you know, that's why a lot of them go out, because no one was there to teach them. But if you can, that's a good thing to do. But I was going to say right quick, too, I really don't care if a guy don't open the car door for me, but when we get to the building, if he walk in that door before me and don't open that door, then I'd like, then that'll get me.
Missy, we're gonna ask. So Miss J, if he's standing out there, and like here in Georgia, I heard it's gonna be like 9 degrees tomorrow, and so he's trying to get in the car quickly, coming out of a building. Let's just say he's coming out of a building. Now y'all just came from the mall, and he's trying to rush and get. Baby, you better hurry up and get in the car. He's rushing over there. It don't matter if he come over there. I mean, those are extenuating circumstances, of course. Or let's reverse it. You're getting out of the car to go to the mall. You're taking a little longer, and he's standing out there. Miss J, really, he got to stand out there and wait 30 more seconds for you to finally get out of the car and come in and hold in that door, Miss J? Miss J? Darren Didi, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, Darren Didi, that question will go to you. So, Darren Didi, we can't, something happened with Miss Jane. So, Darren Didi, he's standing up after getting out of that car, and he's waiting 30 more seconds to hold his door, and he's freezing. Why doesn't she hurry up and get out that car? Now he's screaming at her because he knows that's her expectation. So should he, because she's going to fuss at him if he didn't hold the door.
I probably fuss like her. I don't know. I expect the guy to hold the door open for me, open the door, close, you know what I mean? And yeah, I don't, yeah, I,
okay.
Besides
right,
myself, I'm thinking maybe I'm spoiled.
Okay. That's what we're talking about tonight. Is there anything wrong with spoiling yourself or being spoiled by others? Poor
no.
Lizette, he's out there freezing, and you took a long time to get out of the car. And now he's mad because he knows if he don't hold that door, that one little pet peeve, you're going to be fussing at him. So come on, Darren, Poor Lizette, he 30 seconds, he's freezing. Now it's an argument because what took you so long to get out of the car? I'm standing up there holding the door for you, girl.
No one should be really fussing at each other, though. It's, you know, it's one thing to show love. Remember, love is patient and love is kind. It shouldn't make you be rude or lose your mind.
Right.
Amen, amen, amen to that.
Okay. All right. You're absolutely right. Okay, so let's go here. Go, girl. Come on,
yeah,
now. Let's face the facts. We're human. And if that's your pet peeve, I'm standing up there holding that door, and I'm freezing my butt off. And you taking a long time to get out of the car. Now I yell at you. Now aren't you mad at me?
I agree with the statement. This shouldn't become an argument. All you might say is, listen, I'm rather cold. I would hope that you would speed it up or say something to at least make them aware that I'm uncomfortable. But I don't think it's just to turn into an argument. I think a man is expected in our socialization to be sometimes a little bit uncomfortable when it comes to his woman. So.
Okay, all right. So we're going to ask you to stand by. Ms. Lewis, I want to bring you in here. Ms. Lewis, being human, it's environmental conditions, circumstances, things out there in the exterior, elements, things will alter our behavior on an instant. When we were once the sweetest person, we just left home and we were sweet. You know, you were my baby, my sweetheart, my darling. I can't breathe without you. So all of a sudden now, you're so spoiled for me holding the door. I'm standing out there for 30 seconds. Come on now, Ms. Nila Lewis. Come on. Come on. Now you're being inconsiderate, and now you done made me mad. I just left you to tell you how I adore you. And all of a sudden now I'm standing out here freezing in 9-degree temperature. You know, so what you expect? You expect me to be that same loving person at that time?
I think you should, because if he doesn't and he starts yelling at me and doesn't want to do it, then it's going to tell me that you're just superficial. I need a deep love relationship. I don't love like when the love is superficial, that a little cold or a big cold is going to get you upset and out of order. And so
a little cold, 9 degrees? that's not a little cold. But then I could turn back and say, you're being selfish and inconsiderate. You know I'm standing up here because I noticed your pet peeve to hold this door, and now I'm freezing for these 30 seconds. What took you so long? So now
I've experienced that coldness, and when it's cold, then I tell my husband, I said, don't bother, don't worry about the door, because I know he's coming towards the door to open it. And I sometimes, or most times, say when it's cold or, you know, inconvenient, I just say, don't worry, that's all right, I'll do it, you know. So we as ladies, we should have sympathy and love and understanding. So not because our husband or my husband opened the door for me when it's good weather, but if it's bad weather, I say, oh, no, don't worry. And so I open it and we all run out or something. But if it's cold and it's going to, you know, why would you want him to come and stay there to open the door, because I'm too spoiled? But I know that he has it in mind to do it, and it's not convenient. So I don't see anything wrong in me opening the door and we all run in the place together or walk sharp or something. But I wouldn't want him out there, you know, in the cold just to open the door for me.
All right, we're going to ask you to stand by. Just a second. Ms. J, do we have you back with us?
Yes, I don't know what happened.
Okay, all right. So, Ms. J, were you able to hear us?
You really took that to another level, Dr. Walker.
I know.
I know. Because I'm talking about I can get out the car and he get out the car and we meet in the back, we walk together.
Right.
Once he gets to the door.
Wow.
Okay.
You can stop laughing over here. All right, we're going to ask you to stand by. Let's go now to, let's bring in Benny from the Block. Benny from the Block, I want to bring you in here with this other thing that Ursula has on her list about being spoiled and spoiling, being spoiled by others. She expects him to put away his cell phone and spend quality time with her. Is there anything wrong with that, Benny from the Block?
No, I don't find anything wrong with that at all. Actually, I think that's a great idea, because the best way to ensure a good relationship is to be present and to be available. A lot of times these cell phones take us away from the person that we're supposed to be there to love and pay attention to and lift up and And when we're not doing that because we're interacting with the rest of the world, then what we've done is we've alienated and isolated our woman. And so we don't want to do that. And I don't want my woman to do that to me. So I'm reciprocal to that.
All right. I want to bring in Goger. I want to bring you in here. And with this next item on her list, should they get married, she expects him to take care of the outside of the house and cars. And, if married, she will clean the house, she will cook their food, she will even take up his food and serve him as her king and even butter his bread if he so desires. Now, remember now, so this is going both ways. She's willing to say, you know, sweetie, I will take care of the inside of the house. I will cook, clean, and serve you like you're my king. And I'm not just asking that you take care of the outside of the house. And make sure the cars are washed, that they're gassed up. So I'm asking you now. But Victor seems to think that she's doing too much. So, Go Girl, what do you think? Is she asking too much?
I don't think she's asking too much. I think Victor just may not be as traditional as she is in terms of what a man does in our society or what we were grown up to recognize as something a man would do. So in that case, they need to talk about where he is and where she is. Those things to me aren't what I consider spoil. It's just, again, that's how we kind of socialize. So if you're not in that same or brought up in the same type of environment, you might not recognize it as she does. So I think that's something they need to talk about. If it's something that she literally needs to be done, and in terms of sharing the household or sharing how the home is ran, she needs to, that'll be fine. But I find that if you have to take care of the yard once a week and I'm cooking every day or every other day, those things aren't equivalent. So for me, I would like to see us kind of share some of those roles. I wouldn't say that I'm going to be out there taking care of the yard. I would love someone to keep my car gassed up and keep my car, you know, take it through the deal or whatever. But it just depends on them. I don't think it's spoiled, though. I don't think that's something I would consider spoiled.
Okay. Now, you used the word go, girl. That's something that men supposed to. You used the word supposed earlier in your opening statement. So are you suggesting or inferring that men and women have roles?
I believe in our society, the way I was brought up, I should say socialized, we do have gender roles. We do. And I take that word back, suppose, because I heard Pastor Rowe talk about what it is that we actually understand about each other. So those roles could change depending on where you're from. It could be, you know, people from up north, a lot of them never had cars. They just caught the train and subway. So some of that stuff might not be relevant to them maybe in the South. And I'm being kind of broad with the idea, but some of it isn't. And so the role, we do have gender roles, but again, as society moves on, the younger generation does not agree to all of that. So it just depends.
Okay. Are we going to actually stand by? Darren Deedy, I want to bring you in here before we go to Pastor Rowe. I want to take you to this next one here. Darren Deedy, she said that, you know, she would be willing to even butter his bread. You know, we're going to go to you, and then we're going to go to Pastor Rowe, and then we're going to go to Miss J. She would be willing to even butter his bread if he so desires. Darren Deedy, is anything wrong with it? I mean, this woman is paying it all out. And then there's another category in here that we didn't even include, which is there now. She will even lay out his clothes on a daily basis. Darren Deedy, talk to me. Is that, I mean, isn't he being treated like a king?
Well, he is treated like a queen, a king. My, I've told you this before. My husband's mother was doing that when she came to stay with us, you know, for a week. And I was like, seriously? You know, she laid out clean clothes for him when he came home from work. And, yeah, she was cutting up his steak and, yeah, buttering his potato and that kind of stuff. No, I don't mind putting everything on his plate and stuff, but yeah, I don't butter his bread, and I definitely don't like to lay out clothes for him for when he comes home from work. But yeah, even though he hasn't worked for many years, but I do adore his. There's a few years between us. He's 17 years older than me, but he opens the door. He's very chivalry, you know, and we have the thing where he does the outside and he does the car, and I do the inside. So. We're kind of like talking about my life story. So.
Okay. All right. These all stories are all inspired by true stories. Pastor Will, I want to bring you in here. So, Pastor Will, if she's doing all of this here, wouldn't you think that that man is treating her also like she's a queen? He wouldn't. Don't you think he wouldn't mind gassing up her car, taking it to get serviced, taking it to get washed? Come on, Pastor Will.
Well, you know, love begets love, you know, but I just want to just kind of go back to Sister Lewis. I mean, she hit a grand slammer, you know, when she was talking about this, you know, super, you know, love being superficial, you know, and love is understanding. I think that's what she said, you know. I mean, that's profound and very mature. And, of course, you know, you and I come from the same background in the 60s, you know. About real love. You remember that song, I'm Looking for a Real Love, you know, and not the superficial kind of stuff that Sister Lewis was talking about. She hit the nail on the head. Sister Lewis, you hit a grand slammer when you're talking about love is patient, love is understanding. So I really appreciate that. And Girl Go Girl is talking about the shared roles, you know. When you do things, my God, you know, nobody really have a role, you know. I mean, I'll go in and wash the dishes, and, you know, if that love is there, don't worry about cooking, honey. I'll take care of that, you know. You just got to, you know, not define, you know, you do this and I do that and you do this and I do that. You know, love just transcend lines, you know, and just going the extra mile just to make a person happy.
All right,
again, I just want to compliment Sister. I want to compliment Sister Lewis for that outstanding remark that she made about real love and not being superficial, and love being understanding. So that was powerful.
Okay, absolutely, absolutely. If you're just joining us, I want to bring Miss Jay in just a moment. If you're just joining us tonight, stop. We're talking about, is there anything wrong with spoiling yourself or being spoiled by others? And here we have Ursula and Victor, who they've been dating for only 6 months. They're both in their early 20s, so that's the young generation. They have no children. You know, since their early dating stages, Victor has noticed things about Ursula that makes him question whether or not he wants to continue the relationship. Now, there's no question about his love for her, but obviously she grew up in a lifestyle where she was spoiled by her single mom. And, I mean, you know, and it appears that she expects him to spoil her in the relationship. You know, so Ursula, she takes a great deal of pride in making sure that she spoils Victor also by doing the special things that he likes. Now, Victor, on the other hand, he wasn't accustomed to having anyone spoil him, as he grew up also in a single-family home with his mom and several siblings. You know, he was not accustomed to getting hugs every day, kisses, or even hearing the words, I love you, almost on a daily basis, like Ursula was. She grew up with that. She also grew up like a little princess. You know, she was trained as a little princess in the home. And now that she's an adult, you know, in her early 20s, she expects to be treated like a queen, and she will not settle for anything less. Now, we mentioned some of the things that she, you know, she really expects. She refuses to be talked to any kind of way. She refuses to be called names that have a negative connotation. She expects doors to be open for her, including a car door, if she's out with him. Now, in that 9-degree temperature like we're going to have here in Georgia tomorrow, I don't know. I think I like what Ms. Lewis said, too. Maybe we, or Ms. Jay, one of them said, let's get out at the same time. Let's rush in there, and, you know, I'll hold the door for you, but please hurry up, let's get in. She expects him to have his undivided attention if she's having a conversation with him. Just by simply looking at her, his undivided attention. She expects him to put away his cell phone, which is so hard for everybody to do, and spend quality time with her. Should they get married, she expects him to take care of the outside of the house, and she'll take care of the inside of the house. She will clean, cook the food, take up his food, and serve him as her king. And she will even butter his bread if he so desires, and also she will lay out his clothes on a daily basis. You know, so we're looking at this year like really kind of, I grew up like that. That's how my mom did me. So that's what I sort of grew up expecting. You know, so I know it's rather tough for some people. Let's go ahead and bring in the world-famous Dr. Patty Cakes. Dr. Patty Cakes, welcome to tonight's broadcast. Always a pleasure and honor to have you with us.
Thank you.
Okay. Dr. Patty Cakes, anything wrong with spoiling yourself?
I mean, oh gosh, you know, as the term spoil yourself, and in my perspective for my life right now as a mom of six, spoiling myself is like having a hot shower and meal that's not old and disgusting. But, I mean, I think it's important to spoil yourself. I mean, the world is so stressful, and there has to be a balance of, you know, a certain level of, I would say, pampering versus spoiling, because, you know, like you were describing the person just now, I mean, there's nothing more unattractive or more, you know, disgusting, I guess you could say, than somebody that's like a really, truly spoiled, like, child, or be around like that type of spoiled.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? So, but I mean, like, spoiling yourself, like, you know, with something that makes you happy, you know, or stress relief.
Right. You're going to have to stand by Dr. Patty Cakes. We'll come back to you momentarily. Let's go to Lorenzo. Lorenzo, it's nice to have you on the show with us tonight. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Lorenzo, we have you on the air?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, thank you for joining us. Lorenzo, we talked about this last week. I mean, here it is, Ursula, she would treat her man, if they were married, and even if they're not, they're dating, she would treat him like a king by even buttering his bread. Lorenzo, do you see anything wrong with that? And Ms. J, I want to come to you next, because I got some stuff for you, Ms. J. So, Lorenzo, do you see anything wrong with that?
I don't see anything wrong with it. It's just too much. I think you should just live life and, you know, make it, you know, certain things you should do, some things you shouldn't do. I'm not going to be putting, laying out your clothes. I'm not going to be buttering your bread. I can do all that. I don't need to, you know.
It's
too much. You got to get up. I might be running late one morning then. I got to put her clothes out and I got to get dressed and I got to make her coffee and I got to, you know, it's just, to me, it's just too much.
It's too much.
Put your
right,
own clothes out. Put your own clothes on and butter your own bread.
Yeah. All right, we're going to ask you to stand by. Benny from the block, I want to bring you in here just quickly, Benny from the block. Benny from the block, if your mother raised you that way, and that's how you grew up, is there anything, did your mother get it wrong?
No, she did what she was taught. She did what she saw. And she's just, you know, teaching what she taught to do. But now we have to take a full accountability for our lives. Remember, growth and change are very important in the lives of men and women. When you grow, there's certain parts of you that change. You move away from some things that you thought were important, and you move into the newness of what you have. If you get a wife that's new, that has a different way of looking at things, you make the adjustment to your wife. And that is the point that we lose. Your mother did it one way. Your father did it one way, but you are a new person. Your journey may look the same, but they're different. You have to make sure that journey corresponds with that new person you added to your life.
All right, we got a lot of comments we got to get to tonight, you all. This is part two. And, you know, they're threatening me that we can't do a part three on it, but let's get to it. Miss J, I got to bring you in here. Miss J, my mother raised me of six boys. I was the only one that of the boys, six boys, three girls, that she raised like a little prince, you know, and all of these things, just like with Ursula, is like she laid my clothes out. I had vitamins on a saucer, you know, fresh juices every morning. So, Miss J, I mean, that's the life I grew up. So Benjamin Block says my mother didn't get it wrong. That was that era during that period. So, Ms. Jay, there would be an expectation like that if I'm married or if I'm dating someone, that same expectation is there because my mother instilled that in me that you're a prince. And when you're an adult, you're a king. So, Ms. Jay, talk to me. Ms. Jay, when you butter my bread, Ms. Jay, come on, Ms.
Jay. Now, all kings, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Can you hear me? All kings don't get those kind of things done for them, okay? Now, if a king find a good queen, y'all get together, y'all discuss who do stuff the best ways and the better ways. You don't want your queen to become a servant. But you might find your queen that love to do that, all well and good, so you set. But if you don't find one that likes to do that, she will prepare your food. She will take care of you. But them little bitty things that you can use your little fingers to do, butter your bread, you know, if I'm sitting down there with you and I butter mine, yeah, I might just butter yours, but don't expect that from me. And as far as the clothes, that's you. The clothes part, the only way I would lay your clothes out, if it's you didn't know how to dress, that you didn't know how to match, because you got to represent me. So if you didn't know how to dress, I would lay your clothes out for you every day.
Okay. We're going to ask you to stand by. Let's go to Christy in North Carolina. Christy, thank you for joining us this evening. It's always a pleasure to have you on board with us. Christy, are you there?
Yes, I am.
So, Christy, my mother raised me in a way that I was a little prince. And she just, she did it all for me. So it's like, I don't know how to really lay out my clothes. I won't even eat unless somebody fix my food. So, Christy, what's wrong with that? My mother spoiled me, if you want to call it that, or she pampered me. So now, you know, I'm older, want that same pampering. Is there anything wrong with somebody spoiling me that same way? Because I love my mom, Christy.
Well, just as, I think it was, who was that, Dr. Rowe, or and then the lady that just spoke, I might not remember her name as well, but I'm with
that was
them.
Ms.
With their, Ms. J, and then I think, who was that?
Mr. Rowe.
Pastor Rowe, okay. Just as they just said, times do change. And if you find a person that want to do those things for you, because, I mean, hey, times change. I mean, your mother might have done that for you, but that doesn't mean that if you find a woman, she's going to do all of that. Now, if you're sick and in a situation that you can't do for yourself, that's a different case, okay? But if it is nothing wrong with your hands, as far as buttering your own bread, pulling out your own clothes. But just like that sister just said, now, if you don't know how to dress, then I'll pull out your clothes all the time, especially if you're going to go out with me, okay? but nowadays, hey, a woman shouldn't be a slave to anyone, okay? And you work together.
All right,
you work
together, Christy,
to get things accomplished.
So, Christy, as in our story, if Ursula is saying, I'll do all of these things, but she has an expectation that he takes care of the outside of the house. He gasses up her car. He does not only gas the car, he takes it for service. He gets it washed on a regular basis. Now, so then, Christy, why wouldn't a woman want to do these other things?
Well, you know, in some cases, some women are blessed to have a man that do those things, okay? Everybody's not. I mean, hey, people would love to have a man to go put gas in the car, wash the car, do all those things that she's getting. So if they have that kind of relationship, then that's fine. But everybody's not fortunate to have a person to do all of that. But I guess you got to take it however way a person is. Either you accept, you know, what you got. If it's because some people do some things and not others. So I guess you got to balance yourself. So, okay, they do this, but then they don't do that. So it's just you got to balance yourself, and every situation is different. So if that's that's fine with her.
Okay, we're gonna actually stand by. We only got about 6 minutes. Let's see here. Michelle, you want to close us out tonight, Michelle, in about 4 minutes?
Okay, I can.
Okay, thank you, Michelle. That thing you did the last time was really beautiful as well, but it's on you. We'll call you back in about 4 minutes. Let's go to the phone lines once again, you all. Let's go to 678. We'll call the first six numbers, 678-964. welcome to the show tonight. Who do we have with us?
Thank you. This is Jeffrey McKinney on the show.
Jeffrey McKinney, thank you for joining us. It's nice to have you with us. Jeffrey McKinney, if you grew up spoiled, you know, is there anything wrong with somebody spoiling you because you have that maybe that reasonable expectation? Is there anything wrong with that?
I don't think there's anything wrong with it, but I do think there's something wrong with you expecting another woman to give you what your mom gave you. Does
okay.
that make sense?
Yes, yes. Okay, that's a good way of putting it. That's a very good way of putting it.
And maybe this is a whole another conversation another night, but the majority, I'm not trying to stereotype women, but the majority of the time, women want us to spoil them, but they stop spoiling us. And maybe this is
all right. That is a show for another topic. Wow. And as a matter of fact, we'll do a whole show on that one. You may have opened up a can of worms. Go girl, I want to bring you in here. Go girl, just on that comment. We got a lot of comments covered tonight, you all. And we're just about out of time. Go girl, just quickly here. How true, is there any truth to that, what Jeff just said? That they want men to spoil them, but they just kind of like don't want to reciprocate that. What do you think, Go Girl?
I mean, they started out, but then they stopped, but they want us to continue spoiling them.
Oh, that's another good topic. Go Girl, just quickly here, what do you think?
Well, I believe, once you have a couple and that couple has kids and the expectations, those things change. Mommy is now the person that's taking care of everybody. She's laying out not just your clothes, but the children's clothes. And this one. So I'm not saying that women stop doing those things, and I know a lot of times they do, but I don't think it's just because they're stopping. It's because they now have obligations that have changed, and it's no longer just hubby. It's also the family, and that takes up a little bit more of your time, and that's just in all honesty. I think working together, seriously, working together does help both parties or the couple to do much better. No, I don't
right.
think women are just.
We're just about out of time. We got to turn it over to Shayla just before we do. You all, we wanted to get back to everybody tonight. We're just out of time because the thing is, we're going to do a whole show on that one. We can't even take the comments that came into the studio tonight, you all. We're just out of time. We'll touch base on these comments at the next beginning of our next show. Mr. A, close us out. Please go ahead.
Okay, just quickly, I don't think women stop spoiling. I think it's the type of spoiling that we always spoil y'all, but it ain't the same type y'all be doing, because y'all be more material than spoiling. We be more feeling and taking care of you spoiling. But anyway,
this is a whole new show.
To end the show, I'm going to say I'd rather be on the side of being spoiled or giving things rather than being neglected. And that's sort of what our guy was just saying. He's feeling a little neglected, but not really. I'll get back in there once y'all get back together. But I want to say keep the spoiling in the proper perspective, and it will be fine. You can put love, kindness, attention, and giving into a person without turning them into a spoiled person. And a lot of people call this spoil like a bad spoil, making them selfish or conceited. When you do all those things, it's not a bad thing. It's really a good thing. It's really great in a relationship, especially when it's two ways. And it will continue to be two ways as long as you work at it. And I tell everybody, don't settle for someone who only takes. You know, you got to remember that you are always worthy. You were born to be that king or that queen. And always do what makes your person happy. Give them all the love and attention and affection that they want. And believe me and trust me, it will be reciprocated, and you will be happy with it. That's all I got to say on it. Thank you.
Listen, thank you so very much for that wonderful closing. We're certainly out of time. Ms. Marjorie Cross, make sure you call in tomorrow night. We're going to give two slots to to give you a commercial break. We're just out of time tonight, and they're already threatening me over here. So we do apologize for not being able to go to a commercial break, but we will give you two slots on tomorrow evening. Listen, we're completely out of time. I want all of you all, those of you all who sent comments in, we apologize if we weren't able to get to any of the comments tonight. The hour just slipped up on us, and we certainly apologize. We're going to try to read those comments at the very beginning, at the top of the hour on tomorrow night's program, and then we'll, as we progress through it. I want to thank all of you all for joining us, and I'm going to ask that you join us here tomorrow night when we've got a very big topic, and we hope that you'll tune in with us when the topic will be, as God has blessed you, does he expect you to be a blessing to others? As God has blessed you, does God himself expect you to be a blessing to others? You don't want to miss tomorrow night's program. Listen, either join us here tomorrow night, or if you choose to bypass tomorrow night's program, we'll be back here live next Thursday for the Dr. Jesse Walk Show. A special thanks also to poet Rosette for that beautiful poem that she read. And I want to wish all of my audience around the world a Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Happy Kwanzaa, Happy Shalom, Happy Holiday, and everything. I wish all of you all the best. And this concludes our program for 2022. This doesn't conclude because we got one more next week. But I want to wish all of you all a very prosperous and Merry Christmas. So until tomorrow night or until next week, I want to say to my listening audience, good night, God bless, and thank you, God. Good night, everybody. Merry Christmas.
Good night.
Good night. Thank you.
Good night, everyone. Good night, Marjorie Cross.
Good night,
Sister Lewis.
And also good night to everyone. And great closing, Mr. J. And also great comment, great show. God bless you all.
God bless you all.
Love you. And Merry Christmas to you all when it comes. And all the best for the new year.
Bless you all. Wonderful show.
Happy holidays to everyone.
Right, and there was a nice poem also, and nice comments from everyone.
Yeah.
That was a great poem, great poem, great poem.
Thank you, Festival. Yeah, it was good, it was good. All right, everyone, have a good night.
I didn't get to hear
good night.
It.